It's the Afternoon Jams on the All-New 98.5 The Wire. Of course, it's always a good day when you can find a legend in the game and get them on radio to talk to you about something important to Pine Hills. On the phone line, David Porter, 32805 News. Everything relevant west of downtown Orlando. Dave, how you doing today, brother?
Just fine.
Man, it's good to have you on the phone line. Dave, you been talking about a story. You wrote a story about the young man who mysteriously died during a police chase. And you've been on top of this story for a while, man. What's the latest?
Yeah. Well, you know, long story short, the young man's name is C.J. Wake III. He was, and so people, this is a case that was actually widely reported by mainstream media when it originally happened, which was in June of 2017. He and some other young men had an encounter with sheriff's deputies at an apartment complex over on Good Homes Road, just off of State Road 50. The allegation was they had broken into a car in a parking lot of an apartment complex over there. Keep in mind, CJ, as his friends knew him, was an honor student. He was a math whiz, and he was a rising senior at Evans High School, who had no criminal record. And his mother said that he was deathly afraid of the police. And that was even entered into a police report that the police themselves wrote prior to recovering his body. Anyhow, a chase on foot ensued, and he ended up, in this chase, to understand this chase, was on foot, was 10, it was 18-year-old, at about 1:30 in the morning, 10 deputies, 3 police dogs, and a police helicopter. So, you know, and the theft, if he was even involved in that theft, and there's some questions about that too,
wow,
involved an amount of, I think it was like roughly $600. And in fact, when the case, the other young men who were involved in the case was thrown out by the state attorney. So nobody was ever, you know, found guilty of being involved in it. In fact, CJ, when his body was recovered from Lake Sherwood, they did an autopsy. He had no traces of drugs or alcohol in his system.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so anyway, after it happened, it took him about 18 hours, I think, to find his body. And they finally did. His mother, a couple of days later, after his body was found, his mother went to sheriff's headquarters over there on John Young and 50. Talk to somebody to find out exactly what happened. Now, among the things that happened was when we asked them later on, is there a video, since it was a helicopter involved, is there a video of the chase? They said that the camera on the helicopter wasn't working.
Wow.
Kind of oops. I mean,
right,
the sheriff only has 4 helicopters out of the airport, so you know, why they took the one that didn't have working camera. But long story short, she tried to find out more about what happened, and they said, oh, we'll get back to you. That was last June. They've never gotten back to her. And so she, and when Sheriff Demings, who, as you know, is running for Orange County Mayor,
right,
was on a candidate forum on your station, I guess it's about a week or so ago,
right,
she called in, and he said, oh, yeah, I'll get your information. I'll call you back. And he never called her back.
Wow.
So now, this past week, I'm trying to remember which day of the week it was, about a day or two ago, the Young Democrats were having a candidate forum downtown, and she and some friends went down there and once again kind of confronted him to say, hey, I thought you were going to call me because I really need to find out what happened to my son. And it was funny because he just finished talking with his large group talking about the importance of transparency and
wow,
accountability and all that stuff.
Right.
And he took down her information. I said, oh, yeah, no, we'll meet, so you can sit down, we can find out, and you can find out exactly what happened. The next day, a sergeant calls her from the sheriff's office and says, calls the mom at work and says, oh, I'm calling to tell you anything you need to know about the case. And so she's like, no, the sheriff said that we would sit down. I don't want to talk to you. He said, no, I can answer our question. You know, it's just like, you know, so it's like all these times, the sheriff was kind of answered these questions, you know, said that he was going to answer these questions, and then he kind of schwaffed it off to somebody else. I mean, the body language. I saw some video. I guess you had a camera in the studio.
Right.
When you're doing the thing, when the woman came on the phone, I mean, you saw his body language. She just kind of stiffened up. And the same thing happened when they had that meeting with the young Democrats. I mean, he was, you know, kind of taken aback that they were there. But this is a mom who wants to know what happened to her son.
Right.
You need to understand, this mom, and you know, little things. So I've done a number of stories on this case, and the sheriff's office, there's just a lot of questions. Why would you spend that much manpower chasing somebody over a trivial, you know, crime like that? You know, why, you know, what, they're just going to be anybody in charge. There's just a lot of questions about what happened, you know, out there. And the family really needs, you know, those questions, to be answered. Particularly this young man, it just is, to me, nonsensical that he's just gotten his first car. His mom gave him money. So he had money, he had a car. You know, there was no reason for him to go break in the car. It's just not something that he did. The kind of home that he comes out of, I had done an in-depth interview with the family at home, and just little things kind of sticking in mind. When I was talking to her, the night that he went missing, she said she couldn't sleep for some reason that night. She got up, she said she went and looked at his room, and his bed was still made up. You know, it's a little detail to get you. So it tells you, he comes from a home where you need to make your bed up.
Right.
he had a curfew. You know what I'm saying? This is just little things that stick in your head to say, huh.
Wow.
So this isn't so, but the way the media, when they originally covered this thing, I remember when it originally happened, and I always wanted to do a story if I didn't know the family. And it was just weird how he got chased by this helicopter and ends up drowning in this lake. It was just weird.
Right.
So, you know, and but he was kind of portrayed in the mainstream media, just like, you know, one of them kids from the Pine Hills area just doing some crazy stuff, and look what happened to him.
Right.
He really wasn't.
David.
So it's a real question for the sheriff there. I think, you know, the sheriff. I've known the sheriff for more than 20 years. I think he's generally, you know, a nice guy. I voted for him every time, but at the same time, I've seen things happen recently that start to question, well, you know, what's up with that? They had the shooting over there back in April on South Street in the Paramore area. The deputies jumped out and shot this guy down, and then the sheriff says, oh, well, he made a furtive hand movement. The people told me, and I was out there the next day interviewing people, I interviewed a guy on camera, saying, people said the guy was not armed. They just shot him down before he could do anything. The sheriff's office said, well, we're still investigating to figure out whether he's on. What's to investigate? 3 weeks later, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement says, our examination found that he had a pistol magazine in one of his hands.
That's it.
And I don't know if you know anything about guns, but yeah. Basically, this is what people call a clip.
Yeah.
Okay, it holds bullets.
Right.
I said, he didn't have a gun? I said, well, he had a pistol magazine. Come on.
Wow. Wow. Dave, I got a question for you, because you've been doing this for a long time here in Orlando, man.
Mm-hmm.
Is something about the CJ story, is there some things that are not adding up to you? Is this not adding up?
Yeah. It just, there, you have to actually see, and I've got the actual, everything I've written is based on the police reports, okay? So in the police reports, there's just a lot of things, even the evidence that they said tied to the crime, which is very, it was very loose. It was very suspect. And I've got to tell you, you know, this whole issue, I've been looking more and more into general, this whole issue with police, lying is part of the police culture. Okay? They have a term for it. It's called testa-lying. The New York Times did a series earlier this year, a three-part series, in which they showed how frequent, how prevalent the police lie and make things up.
Right.
You know, so this case, this kid does not fit the thing of doing what they said he did. And in the worst case scenario, if he even did that, to me, why would you put that much manpower on him? It wasn't like he killed somebody. It wasn't like he raped somebody. It was supposedly he stole some stuff out of a car, which totally doesn't fit, you know, his standard of behavior, you know, to that night.
Wow.
They're just real questions. When you read a report, there's nobody who was in charge, nobody who at the scene said, you know what, enough. We spent enough time in this. Write the report. Let's go. They had his car. His car's right there. So we know who it is. You know, so we don't have to be running through the dark and running through lakes and bring that. They had a helicopter after almost 2 hours. That's how I checked, which called it cost about $1,100 an hour if you actually had to rent a helicopter. I mean, it's their helicopter, they had to rent. I'm saying it's an expensive piece of equipment.
Right.
For a trivial crime.
Right. And you know what the sheriff's office, the PIO, said to me? They said, well, we'll chase you for a Snickers bar.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. On the phone line, David Porter's on the phone line. David, if they want to find out more about the story, what's the website? What's your website they can go to?
Website, you can go to our website. It's 3805 ORL News. And when you go there, there's a menu, and there's a part on the menu that says Other News. And if you click through there, you'll find all the stories. If you go, and I've done, I think, about four videos, probably more, six videos on the story. If you click on the videos on the menu, you'll see the videos that have been done on there. But the mom's name is Cadelia Anthony. She's very, very nice person, and the one blessing she has, she's surrounded by, you know, great family and great friends who are supporting her through a misery that I don't want to imagine.
Right.
I've got one daughter. That's not something I would like to entertain.
Exactly.
Being in her situation, it's just, you know, that's stuff that keep me up at night.
Exactly.
So, but she's supported, and so the big thing right now is. When is the sheriff going to man up and sit down with his mom? I mean, we have a black sheriff. I mean, I thought, whoa, we got a black sheriff. Everything will be great now.
You
would
think.
We have a black sheriff. We have a black mom who's asking legitimate questions, and he's almost treating her like to send a sergeant, some lowly sergeant. He didn't send a captain to talk to her. He didn't send, you know, a commander. He sent a lowly sergeant. It's almost like he's scraping off his boots at the edge of a curb. Like, we don't even want to deal with.
Wow. That's huge. On the phone line, David Porter's on the phone line, 32805 Orlando News, man. Hey, I don't know if you can find a better investigative reporter in this area better than David Porter, family. You get it right. You're thorough. You're a bloodhound out there, but you got the respect. You got the respect, brother.
I'm just trying to tell stories that aren't getting told. I mean, there are a million stories out there, and if this happened to this mom, and since then, I've run into other mothers who've had other weird experiences, both weird and sad experiences, OPD and the sheriff's office. And there's just a lot of questions about the way that they do business, and particularly the way they treat, you know, black folks.
Wow. We got to continue to have the conversation, man. I like what you do. I enjoy the piece. I mean, you got drones out there flying around. I mean, Dave, man, you're doing your thing, but this is real. Family, go to the website. Give it out, the website again, Dave.
ORLnews.com.
There you
and
go.
We also have the website, and then we also have a Facebook page.
All right. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate you and your effort.
Okay.
And you are making a difference, man. We need to have this accountability, and it's people like you that's making it happen. Thanks, my brother.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. You take care.
You take care. All right. Take care.